Hachette Audio presents More to Love, written by Allison Bliss, read by Violet Strong. For my mother-in-law, Terry, thank you for your love and support, and for single-handedly raising a hero I could call my own. Chapter 1. Max Hager was starving to death. Okay, maybe not to death. That was a little dramatic, even for him. But as he pulled his truck into the parking lot of the Empty Plate Cafe in Granite, Texas, his stomach growled so loudly that he considered checking the back seat for a rabid dog. He might have done so if he hadn't already known what was back there. He tossed a small black suitcase behind his seat this morning after saying farewell to his family, and it had rattled against the door for the entire 4-hour trip back home from Galveston. About drove him half nuts. And since his overbearing parents had taken care of the other half during the past 2 weeks, that meant he was almost at his limit. Sure, he could have stopped somewhere along the way and adjusted the suitcase to give his ears and jumbled nerves some much-needed relief. But every time he'd considered the idea, the only places he found to pull over were fast food joints with drive-through windows. As hungry as he was, he didn't trust himself not to pull through one rather than waiting until he got back into town to eat. If he had wanted something unhealthy, he would have eaten the calorie-laden breakfast his mother had offered him before he'd left. Fried eggs, grits slathered in butter, and bacon biscuits with cheese. Because apparently consuming 800 calories at one meal wasn't enough. Why not go for an even 1,000? Dear God, just thinking about it had his arteries cringing. He couldn't believe he'd grown up eating that kind of stuff and actually lived to tell about it. It was like consuming an entire day's worth of fat in one sitting, which was exactly why he weighed over 200 pounds by the time he'd entered junior high, and his weight had only ballooned upward from there. Being an only child had been lonely enough without the added complication of being the heaviest kid in school. The constant harassment from his peers in the halls after class or in the boys' locker room had been enough to make him want to quit school altogether. Thankfully, it had never come to that. As an army brat, he had always hated being the new kid on the block and regretted not ever having that one special place to call home. But being the son of a brigadier general did occasionally have its perks. All he had to do back then was ignore the bullies long enough, and his father would eventually end up receiving orders to some new, faraway location. It was inevitable. They moved from one military installation to another so often that Max had never really seen much of a point in unpacking or making friends. Not that anyone had wanted to be his friend back then. When he was younger, his parents had been the only constants in his life. But after graduating high school, Max had decided he needed to grow the hell up and make some actual career plans. So he'd entered trade school and signed on to an electrician's training program, much to his father's chagrin. Then, to make sure his mother was equally disappointed in him, Max had stayed behind in Texas as his parents moved on to his father's next duty assignment without him. Between working outdoors in the heat and not having his mom there to cook mostly unhealthy meals for him, Max had lost an entire pant size in just the first month of being on his own, without even trying. That had only motivated him to make more changes in his life, bigger ones. He joined a local gym, hired a personal trainer, and started following a strict diet and exercise regimen that had him shedding pounds as quickly as sloughing off dead skin cells in the shower. As strange as it was, losing weight was the easy part for him. Of course, that probably had something to do with being so young at the time. Too bad that was no longer the case.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?